Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Cause they giving you the latest on everything on your playlist. This bet the safest from basements to greatness. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ram. Might think you fly, but ain't nice as my guys. Got eyes on the prize. So like and subscribe. We back in the booth. I think that they gon' eat this up. The ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain. We have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the
bang. What is up, everybody? Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang is back. Episode, doesn't matter. 600 and something. I lose track, but you know who never loses track of anything? Jada, what's up, Jada? How you doing?
Hey, I am doing good. Ready for this Thanksgiving break. I am ready for it to get here sooner rather than later.
You think there's breaks when you work in the gaming industry? You know something's going to happen. You're going to have to run back. There's going to be some controversy. Especially at IGN. You guys got your finger on the pulse of everything. What was the big stuff going on this week?
We just hosted a very successful Twitter Spaces yesterday, hosted by yours truly. We had some of the voice actors from the new series on Netflix, Arcane, wow, made by Riot and Fortiche. And the show is freaking fantastic. So if you haven't seen it, we gave it a 10 out of 10 on IGN. So if you haven't watched it, you are doing yourself a disservice. Even if you don't know anything about League, or if you played League and hated League, go watch the show. It's that good.
Damn.
It's all centered around characters and the world and the story, and it fills you in with so much information that you don't need to have played the game to understand it. Just come in and enjoy the ride.
When I popped into this is the first Spaces I'd ever attended. So I know since you told me about it and I knew you were in it, I don't know why when I clicked in there, I thought maybe people could hear me, and I was in the bathroom at the time. So I was like trying to be super quiet and be like, oh my God, what did I do? And fumble my way back out so I could get back in. But I could have swore while I was in there, I heard Lexi's voice. Was Lexi part of the show with you or what?
Yeah, Lexi was my special co-host guest for yesterday's show.
Dang.
So thank you for joining me, Lexi.
No, thank you for having me. It was the best, like literally the best thing ever, especially as a League fan, like hearing their voices actually in the same room. That was amazing. Wait, and hearing their thoughts.
So you were able to talk to the voice actors, Lexi? You were in the call, like in the call.
I was in the call.
Dream come true. Jada, that was irresponsible of you. You don't know what Lexi would have fangirled out and did to embarrass you in the company.
You know, the good news is that we've had Lexi on so many Spaces previously for other Marvel stuff that she had a track record. So if she would have messed up then, it wouldn't have been on me. It would have been on my other coworker who usually hosts the other ones, because she's the one who brought Lexi in to begin with.
Lexi's a professional. I'm so proud. That's so awesome.
You know, I try to be like you, Corey.
No, I'm not even close. You guys are talking about all this fun stuff. Like, look at you, what you got going on. And now Mr. Fortnite up here above me. Kyle, what's going on, man? You postponed pretty much the show single-handedly yesterday.
Yeah.
We're all ready to go. You're like, wait. My tummy hurts. Can we do this tomorrow? And then we waited, and then the news came. And he's like, that's why, bitch. I was acting.
He's eating that Fortnite pinata candy that they sent him. Everybody at Harmonix got a Fortnite pinata.
Too much chug jugs or whatever the blue drinks are. I'm just smashing those.
How long did you know about this, man? Your hair has been blue. Right when you turned your hair blue, I knew something was up.
No, we honestly have... I don't know how, if I can say... We've barely knew. It was a very quick turn. And I think they had to do that because with like stuff like this, if you talk too much too quick, like people did, like it leaks out and then like the whole deal could explode, which would like
you never do that. Yep.
Could ruin the entire. And so like they had like, okay, we're not going to tell every single person this. Like it was as like terrifying as it was to just sit there. Like I have all of this information just in like for however long I did. And
So it's what different. Is it? It's just like your common everyday acquisition. Does this change who signs your paychecks? Are you working on the new Fortnite? What can you tell us? What does this affect?
The whole Harmonix still technically exists. It is just not. It's just now a part of Epic Games. So I am now employed by Epic Games and working on Epic Games. The stuff that was still in existence beforehand is still continuing on, so I'm still mostly handling Rock Band stuff. And like all that stuff is still going to stay where it is. Like we're not going to pull everything off of all of the other storefronts, and like everything's now Epic exclusive. Like that's what was in existence beforehand will maintain it in its existence.
Did you write that presser that I read? Did you write the press release?
No, my boss did. He had that written before I technically knew about it. So
those AMA portions at the bottom were pretty hilarious. Like,
yes,
we're going to answer your commonly asked questions. No, this does not mean we're starting to produce new Rock Band 4 instruments.
I knew. And that was the every single retweet was like, this is the information you were looking for. No new instruments. Like, yes.
Overshadowed the whole deal.
Oh, yeah. But like, I think the final point is the most interesting one is that, to quote it directly here, this is PR Kyle now, our team will not only will work with Epic to create musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. Well, we're not ready to share any specifics. The team is incredibly excited to get started. So we're doing cool stuff with Fortnite, with music. Like, that's what they brought us on as. They, like, listen, y'all know how to do interactive music games. What can we do? And we're like, let's find out.
Wow. Well, congratulations. All because you joined this podcast, man. It's just crazy to see your growth as a...
I'm reaching, man. I'm going up there. I'm going to take over. I will be the CEO in, 2 years.
And Lost Sheep in the chat, thank you so much for subscribing to the Video Game Bang. That's right. If you guys listen to the podcast, you can interact and watch us live each week on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, typically on Mondays. But because Kyle's tummy hurt and he lied to us, we moved it to Tuesday this week only. But there's tons of stuff we missed, tons of stuff to talk about, good and bad. I want to start with the good, Jada. Bring us all up on this magical journey.
What magical journey are we going on?
Give us some good news. You're the news person. You are literally IGN.
There's so news. Many things. There's so many. Lexi, you go ahead. Take the floor.
So this past week, we dropped a trailer. I mean, I'm sorry, Corey, but I had to have the moment. So we dropped this trailer for WWE 2K22 of our top 10 hit list, which was a huge hit, pun intended, fans. And that was just some great, awesome news and feedback from the community and just seeing their reactions and how excited they were. So, yeah, I was pretty excited about last week with that news.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw it.
January, guys. Woo!
I saw it and I quote retweeted it with a screenshot that said found the information you really want, and Macho Man isn't confirmed for the game yet. So until you have like Macho Man news, you know, that's when you're going to catch my attention.
One other highlight I did forget to leave out from the Twitter spaces yesterday is we had the Mr. Animorph Iceman Sean Ashmore showed up to the Twitter space and hung out.
Wait, what? Unexpectedly, or was this planned?
Unexpected, totally unexpected. He just found the space and was really enjoying the conversation and the deep dive and gave us some kudos, over Twitter. So that was a definite, that was a bonus.
Speaking of bonuses, Lost Sheep, what are you doing in this chat, sir? He's gifting subs like a madman. Insane. Thank
you. Taking that paycheck, putting it directly into half of Corey's pocket and half of Twitch's pocket.
He keeps doing it, man. He's an animal. Ruru, too. I got a gifted sub right there. No, let's keep talking about this Riot thing because we start with Arcane. I haven't seen it yet.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
Corey, what is wrong with you?
It is.
I'm not an anime guy. Is this an anime?
It's not anime. It's just an animated show. But like it is, and like, okay.
Did you like Castlevania?
I didn't watch that either. What?
Oh my goodness!
Okay. You know how Lexi is very enthusiastic about a lot of things. Like she's very positive and very like always kind of down for everything and likes a lot of things. And I am very critical of a lot of things, right? Like I'm not like it takes a little bit to like. Oh, that was pretty good. I said holy shit multiple times with how absolutely stunning, like at least one shot per episode, and they have amazing art, animation, writing,
the music is fire,
sound like- design. Literally, like there is no part of the show that is below a 10.
What?
Out of 10. Yeah, yes, definitively.
All of you agree with this.
It is literally set making the mold for video game adaptations to TV or film. Like it is literally the new, like it is the benchmark now.
Wow.
No, it set the bar. Like somebody else has to do something beyond it. Like I feel like it set the bar and it's so high because of all the characters that are in League that they can like present and other episodes and seasons that like now someone else has to go beyond Riot. Like it's that.
Dang. Okay, fam. Man, no cap. Are you kidding? IRB Gamer says end the show now and go watch it right now. End the podcast. I don't know if I can.
I can't watch it.
That good.
It is that good. And they already confirmed that a season two is in production. So we already know we're getting more. So it's not like it's going to be a one and done. Yeah.
A very good. Now I really don't want to see it. I'm not going to go see it now. Purposely not. That review was too glowing, too positive.
What?
I can't watch it now.
Corey, are you kidding me? Show, I don't even know what. Like, we need to threaten him.
We're going to mutiny you off the podcast if you don't listen to it soon enough.
But... Really? Will I lose relevance more than I already have? Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. And you're already behind.
You're Mr. Old School now, apparently, man. You're not getting with it. You've got, like, the old NRG logo.
I know.
You're old esports, man.
I'm old esports, bro, because I'm like, is anybody watching Tiger King Season 2 right now? Like, I'm in the middle of that one.
You're supposed to be the one keeping up with the trends, and you're not even on the trend train.
I'm so over being on the trends. I just really crave to be out of touch on everything.
You need to be in touch with this for sure.
Well, they also had some really positive press with Project L. Did you guys see?
I just watched the trailer for that today. Looks like it's a tag team fighter, kind of Marvel versus Capcom style. But they didn't go into detail whether it's like shared health bars or if everybody has their own health bars. Like, for I don't know about you guys, but nothing drives me crazier about playing a tag team fighting game and sharing a single health bar between my two characters. Like, that just, it kills it for me. Like, I could not get into Jump Force for multiple reasons, but that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me was the fact that all three characters shared one health bar. I'm like, why is Goku health tied to like L or freaking, I don't know who else was in the dang game. Deku from My Hero. Like why are their health bars tied together?
Like little tweak of the lore away. They both ate a magic Zenzu bean that connected their, you know, like whatever. I could buy into that.
That Nexus from Deathloop. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not a fighting game person at all. It looks fun. I don't know if I will play it, but like it looks really good, and I just am after Valorant came out, I'm like, okay, Riot is just taking genres that like are kind of underappreciated, underloved, and they're giving them what the community needed and wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's what Valorant was.
That's literally their strategy.
League was, honestly, too.
Why were they the people to think of this grandmaster plan? It seems so simple.
Just give people what they want, forehead.
Yeah, people bitch about CSGO.
Us when we talk about ranked games, but that's another topic, Riot. We'll have another topic for another day, Riot.
I thought it looked great. Jay, our resident Sacramento Fight District expert, says that Tekken Tag and Street Fighter versus Tekken shared a health bar. Not a fan.
Yeah, see? There you go.
If Jay said it, it's true. Yeah. I believe you now.
Yeah. I think Tekken Tag 2... You each had their own health bars. No, I think they each had their own health bars, but if one person got KO'd, you lost. If I remember right, is how Tekken Tag worked.
You know what? I didn't even know there was new information on this game, but what tipped me off is when I woke up and I had like 2 or 3 different DMs from my friends and various people in the FGC reaching out with their resumes. Like, hey, by the way, do you know I streamed to X amount of people currently playing Super Smash Brothers, and I'm looking, you know, like... I knew right from there. I was like, oh shit, is there a new Project L news?
Like the people who are about to announce that they're going to go pro in Project L before the game is even like has a release date. Like, oh, like with the Project A, like, oh, I'm going to go pro in Project A. Like when it was before Valorant had a name, like, oh, I'm going pro in this. Like, bro, yeah. 20 people have played the game. How do you know you're going to go pro? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Those 20 people who played don't even know if they're going pro. Yeah. you know, Gamer brought up a good one in the chat. Talk about real fighting game, WB Multiverse.
Oh,
Corey, have you seen that? You've seen that, right, Corey?
Boy, yeah. I was all up on that. And
Batman versus Bugs Bunny.
I love that their first thing is like, and by the way, actual voice actors, bitch. Unlike you, Nickelodeon, get out of here, punk.
Yep. Yeah, they went for the jugular with that one. They saw all the negative feedback, and they're like, this is how we're going to frame the trailer. Because remember, news leaked out about it, what, like 3-4 weeks ago, around the time of Nickelodeon's launch or whatnot. So, you know, I would put money that they might have leaked it themselves, maybe. Who knows? I'm not a WB. I'd say it's a possibility just to kind of get some buzz around it and still a little bit of hype. And then they're like, oh, we're already doing this. We see what they're doing wrong. We're going to fix all of that.
There's a Game of Thrones happening because did you see that now there's going to be an official Smash eSport backed by Nintendo?
Yep. Oh, I saw that too. That was going to be my next point.
Look at the timing.
Peter on them.
Look at the timing. It was so perfect when this WB stuff comes out, Nickelodeon fighters going on. And oh, by the way, Nintendo actually cares about eSports. No fucking way. We all win, though.
That's the thing. When companies fight, the consumer wins, and so that's exactly what's happening.
My only concern with there's many concerns that you know could potentially come up with this WB Multiverse, but the gameplay looked so slow. Like I'm really
very
hoping
floaty
that
it was, is what I've heard.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it was just slowed down for the first trailer, so that people who were like who have never played Smash and but like no Bugs Bunny and Superman and Batman are like, oh, okay, I can follow this. And then when a game comes out, it'll actually be in normal speed because that looked like it was in half speed.
Really?
Maybe three quarters.
Who developed this one? Is it someone who is known for making this type of game?
I've never heard of their studio before.
That's a Capital Fight District J. You'll see how quick this chat delay is by the time he's like, bam, 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 bam. He got these answers. Watch.
Yeah.
But that's important because that's the one thing Nickelodeon game had going for it is that developer had a very good competitor, understood rollback netcode and all that, and could promise a good online experience. But maybe if they would have done this one, I don't know.
Same. It's also going to be free to play, which is going to be interesting. And I think it's mobile as well, right? Let's see.
Lost Sheep gifting more subs. This guy's a mad person.
Okay, console and PC and will be free to play. I thought they said they were doing a mobile as well, but
that would be weird.
Interesting.
That the other thing that
player first games is the
I've never heard of them. Maybe that's their first thing and then they like some former people left a studio and started the studio, but they had some friends at WB. They're like, hey, we have a game idea we want to do. Give us X million dollars.
So let's go through who's in this one already. Cause that, I mean, I think kind of out the gate, they have potential to be better than the Nickelodeon thing because, they got Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, actually voiced by that actor dude from like the live action ones.
Matthew Lillard. Yeah.
They got Tom and Jerry classics.
Do they have voice actors?
They had like their little yelps and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. How old do you think I am, bro?
They have voice. They're going to be voiced by Erica Baza.
They have
Eric Baza, excuse me,
Jake and Finn from Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see Gandalf.
What?
Is that Gandalf?
I don't know who's doing
it. Here's the official list. I got the official list in front of me. So we've got Batman and Superman, voiced by Kevin Conroy and George Newbern, respectively. Wonder Woman, Abby Trott. Harley Quinn is going to be voiced by Tara Strong. So that's going to be a win already.
Yeah, the legend.
Yep. Like you said, Shaggy by Matthew Lillard.
Shaggy.
Bugs Bunny will be voiced by Eric Baza as well. Arya Stark by Maisie Williams, so she's reprising her role.
Amazing.
Finn and Jake by Jeremy Shada and John DiMaggio, respectively. Steven Universe, voiced by Daniel Devinair. Garnet, voiced by Estelle, the singer.
I met her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She voiced Garnet in the show, which is also an amazing show. If you haven't watched, you need to watch Steven Universe. Tom and Jerry, like I said, by Eric Baza, and then Rain Dog, an original character from Multiverse, voiced by Andrew Frankel. Rain Dog.
When I met Estelle, it was for a press thing for Steven Universe, and I was on the interview circle, and everyone got a question, and I had never watched Steven Universe. I was there for We Bare Bears and a few of the other ones, you know, like... And I just had to sit at this table, and I felt like there was an expectation that I had to ask something. And I asked Estelle, I was like, so what was working with Kanye like?
Oh, my goodness.
The only thing I knew of her was American Boy.
Okay, I know. I was trying to figure out who Rain Dog was. It's that green-looking reindeer dog-looking thing. I saw it in the trailer, and I was like, what is that? Who is that from? It's an original character. That's why I didn't realize it. I didn't recognize it. I was like, I recognize everybody,
not this
green thing. Now I will, from this game specifically.
And for that, we applaud it.
All right. So, lightning round. Are you playing it or no? Corey?
No.
Kyle?
No.
Lexi?
Probably not. No.
I'm not. Why are we talking? Let's move on.
Halo! Let's talk about Halo.
Savage. Halo.
We can talk about some Halo.
Halo. Listen.
I know Corey's. Corey's been playing some Halo.
Hell yeah. So Xbox 20th anniversary was last week. There was rumors and rumblings that they were going to release an early look at Halo multiplayer, and it ended up being factual. That's how they closed the show. Like you're supposed to when you do a stage show, you end with the big, awesome news. And just like that, that night out of nowhere, the servers are open now and you can play the Halo Infinite beta. They're still calling it, but all your progress will carry over to the actual release. So it's pretty much out. Am I the only one who's gotten on this yet? What's everyone else's rank yet? Who's grinding Onyx?
I'm not grinding it. I played a little bit here and there with a friend. There's been a lot of games that have also come out, which I can talk about later too, but like I have played a good bit here and there just to kind of get like a feel for it. It's pretty fun. I'm still getting used to the fact that like it's an old feeling game in a new game world.
Yep.
And like it's kind of the only relic of that arena shooter time that has still lived on besides like the ones that have tried to rekindle that nostalgia, like Diabolical or what's the portal shooter one?
Splitgate.
Yeah, Splitgate.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So you're saying Halo feels like an old, like it plays like an old relic?
Oh yeah.
it's weapons across the map. You don't spawn with anything in particular. You find the weapons. You have
it plays like Halo.
Really high time to kill, but like that's and that's but like but that's Halo came out in the early 2000s, right? So did Quake. Mm-hmm. Or I guess Quake was like 90s, but like it was of that same vein with the Quake Unreal Tournament, all that Halo... sort of stuff, where it's like it's all super high time to kill, which is fine if
wrong.
You like that.
Wrong.
What's wrong about my statement? What is wrong?
It's wrong.
So we're gonna outnumber Corey here.
No,
like it.
No, let me talk. Let me. I'll sway you, Jada. Because
go ahead. Have your rebuttal.
How would people have felt? How would you personally have felt if you loaded up this brand new Halo, and it felt like you were playing Apex? And that's
I would have loved it.
What? That's not Halo.
It's not a matter of it feeling like. It not feeling like Halo. It's a matter of it adapting with the times. Halo is it's and it definitely made some of those leaps. It's adding like the new equipment and there's other like features and stuff in there. But like I equate Halo right now when it comes to movement in a shooter as Resident Evil 4 moving on from the older Resident Evils, where you're still feeling like you're very kind of like, hey, movement
what?
Is starting to get better. But I still feel like I'm moving in one direction at a time.
No.
Whereas at Apex, I feel like I can semicircle on it. I can turn a 180 on a dime, sprint and slide and jump over a thing. You can't do that in Halo unless you have their grapple hook, which is fine. And I'm happy that they have those type of equipments to enable those other options. But I'm with Kyle. It feels like a bit of a relic. Like I'm enjoying it for what it is. But and I think it's going to be really great for people who aren't like super committed to games like Apex or other faster shooters. If people aren't already committed to those, they're going to dig Halo. And I mean, Call of Duty and Battlefield are both not doing well. So Halo's in that prime spot to really take over and kind of rise to the top. I'm not saying Halo's not going to do well. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying that it does feel a bit dated and it's not my favorite feeling from playing Halo. It doesn't capture the nostalgia for me from playing Halo. And I played thousands of hours of Halo 1, 2, 3, ODST, Reach. I played thousands on each of those.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just is not capturing me like the other ones did.
It's cool to see that they are investing in, like, they had this massive Halo tournament, like, just for the first weekend. And so, like, they're investing in esports as they have kind of in the past. They now have a game that is equal on Xbox and PC, which is huge, and curious to see how that's going to go if Xbox is still the only way to play, you know, if you want to be a esport pro, or if you know, they got PC players and console players, like, what's the balance there, you know? Like, I think that's super interesting to see. I think, like, if you like Halo and want a game that feels like Halo, then it's a great Halo. But I think, like, I had stopped playing since Halo 3, really. Like, I played a little bit of the Master Chief Collection when it came out on PC, just for nostalgia's sake. But, like, that was still, like, playing through an old game. Like, I expect it to be that. And so, I think for those who've people who played all the way since then and have not, like, stopped like I have, it probably feels a bit better than, like, I don't know. It's like the same thing of like when you go home to see your old like high school friends and they're still up to their same old
what?
Things.
Are
like
you, okay, like you're drunk. Anything. You're drunk. I was letting you finish your thought, but you're atrocious. You know? You're disgusting. You know, you guys are. You know what's wrong with all of you, especially you, Jada, because you know better. You having all the hour and being captured and in love with Halo have no right to judge this current Halo fully. Until the campaign is out, because
the campaign is
Halo. We're just going.
What I'm waiting for.
We are literally just comparing it to the worst aspect of Halo. Campaign first, then multiplayer. This multiplayer is fine, and I think everyone's gonna love it more once you've gotten fully adapted to the controls. I'm like a chameleon, you know. So when I play the game, I slipped right back into old Corey on the old Xbox, and I'm just mowing people down. Maybe you guys are having a hard time coming back, and once you play through the campaign, your mechanics come back, that killer instinct comes back, and you're gonna be all over the multiplayer. Trust me, that's how this is gonna work.
I'm not worried about me falling back into my old like move set. I used to spend this is back when I was like in high school and there was nothing else to do but play video games. And I would literally load up Halo single player in multiplayer and just like practice throwing grenades so that I could perfectly nail somebody with a frag grenade from like across the map. Like, you did not want to see me on Hang 'em High because you literally would be the person hanging. That's what I did with Halo. I loved Halo.
Then how come I've always been able to beat you on land, huh? You ain't even on my level.
When was the last time we played? We played like one match during the beta together.
After the stream. That'll be the next time we play.
I am still working. This is my lunch break.
Okay.
But this weekend I think I'll have some time to, or holiday break. I keep feeling like it's the weekend coming because Thanksgiving, but it's not. the only other thing I will say about this is, and somebody mentioned, I think it was Pratt mentioned about, you know, the higher time to kill, and that's the reason why you play Halo versus a Call of Duty or a Battlefield. 100% agree. But Apex and Overwatch both have higher times to kill generally. Correct, Corey? Would you agree with that?
What do you mean? Higher times to kill? Sometimes. Yeah. It's about the same.
Yes. Yeah, it's about, you know, but you have that chance to kind of...
I love that reposition. About Halo.
Yeah, you have that time to kind of reposition and, you know, kind of try to take the fight on your own terms in Apex and Overwatch. I don't feel like Halo really gives you that opportunity as much or does it as well. I feel like once you're kind of locked into a fight, it's you're fighting until, you know, somebody misses a shot or somebody hits those extra headshots. And that's kind of what it is. And because there's no kind of... The maneuverability is far worse in Halo than Overwatch and Apex. And I'm not saying worse as in it's bad. I'm just saying is it's not... It doesn't feel as fluid as those other two games that were very designed around their movement
It's
mechanics.
Very floaty. You know, like in Halo, it's still the case where when you jump, you like float and arc kind of like an astronaut. Yeah. And still like... That's what I'm saying when I was reverting back to my old tech. Like I'm just bounce hopping, shooting people because... People don't really know that's the game, and they have trouble. And this game rewards headshots. So if you're jumping around, bouncing around,
it doesn't
around,
like it. Unless something has changed where you don't headshots don't do more damage unless the shield is down. In which case, like then that's the last shot anyways.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah. So you just like body shot, head.
But like that, I don't know. It feels so unsatisfying. Like I'm shooting this. If I like hit four shots. In the head, but some guy hits five shots in the body, I still lose? That feels weird, and I think that that's one of the things that also feels very unsatisfying of, like,
for
it's
me,
not
it's...
extra damage if you have shields up, which feels super counterintuitive to me, and maybe that's the way they've always done it,
I don't know.
Like,
I haven't labbed that yet.
It just feels weird.
I haven't labbed
that. I think the biggest thing for me that is, that I don't miss about Halo is... Like the battle rifle, taking the battle rifle and scoping in and then getting hit with a random pistol shot or scoping assault rifle out. Shot and scoping out. I hate that. Like, let me stay in the scope because I'm literally like getting shot as I'm lining up the like I'm a millisecond before letting off that trigger. And I get that's also part of the Halo tactics. So like that's more on me than Halo. But for me, it's not an enjoyable feature in the game for a shooter. It's very disruptive to the combat flow. To me, especially if you're wearing armor, or you have a shield, like why is this bullet hitting my shield affecting me? Now, if you're no armor, if it was a thing where if you're out of shield and then it would drop your scope, that would make more sense to me. But while you have a shield and getting interrupted, it just kind of it's counterintuitive, I guess is the word I'm looking for. So,
I think that's some cap.
I'm just telling you like how my enjoyment of it and what's hindering my enjoyment from Halo. This is the first
you're
Halo.
You're hindering your enjoyment is you haven't played with me yet. Well,
it's one of those things that's like, I know there's a good game in there somewhere, but there is absolutely nothing about it right now that is like screaming in the back of my mind every day, like Corey saying, come play more Halo, come play more Halo, come play more Halo. Hey, you're playing Halo. You need to play more Halo. I haven't had that voice in the back of my head yet. Like it just hasn't been there. And I've been playing it since like the hour it dropped. So you know, I played it that first hour it dropped. I popped in for played for about an hour or two and then put it down, and I just haven't felt the urge to go back.
You need to re-download your Headspace app, and then when you're sitting there meditating, listen for that little voice of Master Chief in your back, in the back of your head, saying to come play, because it's there. I just don't think you're listening to it. I just okay, what else we got to talk about? What else is exciting? Tons of stuff.
I did have a couple questions for Kyle. I've been meaning to ask him because I feel like I am 2 for 2 with Kyle with game recommendations right now. I've seen him playing 2 games that I've talked a lot about on the podcast. I talked a bunch about Titanfall 2 during the when we did the game bracket. How'd you like Titanfall 2, Kyle?
So, yeah, I finished it a couple weeks ago. I think it has some of the most interesting and satisfying like level design and game flow of a single player game I've played so far. It's, I think especially the before and after level was, it still was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, it's gimmicky, but it's a freaking fun gimmick. And then, like, just the feeling of being in the Titan and the different loadouts, and it's such a good game. And, like, I now understand why people are devastated that the game just did not do well. I don't know what was the issue. I don't know where it fell short. It was not in the single player design at all. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Where could it have been then? The marketing?
It was the marketing. They launched it the same week as Battlefield. So they put it up against Battlefield, the more marquee of their shooters that had a track record for the last 15 years on Titanfall 2 being their second game. And it just got cannibalized by themselves. EA did that. They cannibalized themselves and ruined that franchise. And that's why, I wouldn't say ruin the franchise, but ruin the sales of that game launch.
Did they do that to themselves again with Apex?
They did that with Anthem.
Anthem and Apex is what I'm saying.
Yeah. They put all of their effort into Apex or into Anthem, which was that. By the way, if you want to read, there's a mega long article on everything that went wrong with the entire process of that.
Yep.
Very good read, but very long. And then Apex had like no marketing behind it at all and became a massive game.
Yeah, man, I want to go to the Marvel's What If Apex came out like a year after Anthem, because Anthem was supposed to be the next Destiny year. It was supposed to be huge.
And then the other one was Guardians. I saw you picked up Guardians. We were playing Guardians, right?
I played
Did Jada waste your money?
No, I refunded that. I had under 2 hours, and I refunded it.
Just aren't feeling it. Huh?
I first off, I ran into a horrendous, infuriating bug. I think it's something to do with the anti-cheat or something. So every like minute or so, I stuttered for like a full second, which is mega infuriating. As well as I ran into and maybe I'm just an idiot. Maybe it's like that. Writer who did the review of Cuphead and couldn't get past the tutorial. Maybe that was in that same kind of vibe. But I was like, there was a part where I'm like doing this over and over and over. I'm like, what am I not doing right? Like, there's no explanation. There's no assistance. There's no like, okay, listen, you're missing. It's right here. This is the thing you're looking for. I'm like, I just kept running, sliding on the ship, trying to jump on this thing, and I just fell every time. Let's try one more time. Do I do this the other way?
You're talking about that part in the the quarantine zone when you're running, yes, and you have to jump and land on the Milano?
I'm sliding on the top of the ship, and then it sinks down, and you have to jump onto some platform. I did that like 40 times and could not figure it out, and I was mega frustrated.
That same thing,
dropping frames.
That same thing happened to me in Lego Avengers, dog. Like the exact same
okay,
thing.
Okay, so I don't feel bad about the recommendation if you're running into bugs and stuff.
Yeah. I bet it was good. Like, the writing was fine. The gameplay was cool. Like, the parts that I just... And maybe if it goes on sale, I'll pick it back up again and, like, give it another chance later.
It's on sale. Right, I'm going to get it. I'm going to counter you. I'm going to put some positivity in the world, and I'm going to get it because I saw it went on sale for super-duper cheap for Black Friday.
Yeah, I think it's on sale at Best Buy for $30, I think is where I saw it.
I'm getting it.
So, it's totally worth $30, 100%. I actually just bought the prequel novel because they wrote a prequel novel to the story, and it covers a lot of stuff about like Star-Lord's past in this game and stuff like that. So I'm excited. I haven't started reading it yet. I just got the book in the mail, I think, like 2 or 3 days ago. But I'm excited to read it because I really loved diving into the lore and hearing about, Gamora and Peter fighting in this galactic war and stuff like that against the Kree and or with the Kree. And there's all types of crazy stuff that goes on in the story. It's a lot of really cool comic moments and stuff that they put in the game. So I'm excited to read the book.
Lexi, tell me you went and saw Eternals.
Corey.
You saw it, right? You're not a fake, phony Marvel fan.
You know how huge of a Marvel fan I am. I actually have not seen Eternals.
What happened?
Yeah. So one thing, work. Second thing is I actually was waiting because I heard mixed reviews. So like some of my friends that are huge Marvel fans too, like told me it was just mixed review. I heard overall it was fine, but like I just had mixed review. So I was kind of waiting for that. Now, Spider-Man Far From Home, I will be theater that night, hopefully. That's the goal. Like, that night in my Spider-Man t-shirt or whatever I can find. Yeah, that's for Spider-Man. And I will be watching the Hawkeye show, but I haven't seen Eternals yet.
Jada, you probably saw Eternals?
Oh yeah, I hosted a Twitter space for it a couple weeks back. It was good. I liked it. It was fine. It wasn't like most Marvel movies. It was its own thing.
Does it deserve to be certified rotten? Because it was the first one.
Gosh, no.
The first Marvel movie, I think, certified rotten.
100% does not deserve to be certified rotten. I don't know if this was the case, but I think it just might be based on, you know, one of the plot twists and how that kind of went down. I think that some people were kind of, you know, a large portion of the audience might have been upset that it was that character or whatever happened with them and everything. Trying to be as like vague as possible. Yeah.
Appreciate it. I'm sure Lexi appreciates it.
But yeah, I feel like it was fine. I mean, it was really long. Because that was like a 3 hour story. It was like And you know what? It was 3 hours long. They had 10 main characters to get through. If you balance that out, that's not a lot of time for every character. And
it felt like they did plenty though for the characters. There's been tons of movies with way less characters.
I agree.
That's not what you just said. I'm just kidding.
I'm saying there wasn't a lot of time for everybody, but they did a great job with everybody.
Yeah. You know, I loved it.
Definitely. Yeah.
I give it a glowing review. I was like,
that helps sell that to me more than most people. See, I heard it was a slow burn, like super slow.
To people's credit, because I was reading, like, why do people hate this movie? And one of the critiques was it was, you know, a slow burn at the beginning, and then there wasn't tons of crazy action. And it was kind of true.
Right, so you don't want to have all that. It's like you're literally learning who the characters are. So I get it. If you guys say it's good for the origin of what it is, then I'm down for it.
I would recommend taking a few gummies and going to see it or something like that, because it is it's like weird and ethereal and stuff. And if you're like if you have an open mind, you're gonna love this movie. If you're going in expecting Avengers Endgame, sorry, Charlie.
Because I am off that hype. I'm still on that in-game hype. Like, that's me right now.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not in-game, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, get yourself a bag of Haribo gummy bears and go watch.
Haribo?
The Haribo.
Wow.
The German gummy bears.
The one that hasn't updated their branding since we were probably, like, 10.
And the one that doesn't need to, because it's a classic for a reason.
It's timeless. It's straight up timeless.
It is very timeless. But yeah. All right. Well, you know, those were my questions for Kyle, because Titanfall, and I saw he's playing Titanfall and Guardian. He said he was picking up Guardians, but I can't fault you for refunding. It's not working. You're playing on PC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always my issue with playing shit on PC.
Any game that's not made for PC, just...
Mm-hmm.
I think with, like, Far Cry, Ubisoft had a Ubisoft Kiev, like, you are doing the PC port, and so, like, unless they do that, there's always issues, man.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. I know how hard it is to QA on PC with, like, hey, only this one run of this graphics card, only when paired with like people who were on this yep. build of Windows and have on medium settings but no anti, and just like, oh, okay, then it there crashes.
There is 2 million plus different ways to like run a game on a PC. Like there's
one PlayStation 5.
Yep. There's no way you can possibly cover all that unless you're going to like finish your game and then have the entire staff of your game. I'm talking everybody, your art people, your animators, your riggers.
All right, we're all QA for the next 3 months. Yep, everyone, exactly. Go play the game.
Yep. Like everybody has like, they're going to, here is your PC settings. Go play it on PC all the way through and register all of your bugs so we can start fixing those. Like there's just no way you can do it with PC. Like you can do a pretty dang good job, as you'll see, like lots of games do, but there's always going to be a few that slip through the cracks, and it's just the way it is, unfortunately. That's why I love console gaming. I play, you know, I'm playing Halo on PC, but I love my console gaming, you know.
Any of you guys gonna go get that Gucci Xbox?
I already got mine pre-ordered. I'm just kidding. No way.
$10,000.
I'm sell it.
I got a mortgage to have that and then keep it in a warehouse somewhere and sell it in 15 years.
I'm sitting over here like debating if I want to buy this 4-foot Lucario Pokemon plush. I don't know if you saw that. They just made a life-size Lucario Pokemon plush, and it has like, and it's posable, so you can like pose its arms doing things and stuff like that.
I'm still like, I have a fear of Lucario after Pokemon Unite. I think that game ruined that like Pokemon from. I'm now genuinely scared.
Man, you know what I want more than anything? Unite. I want a Snorlax beanbag chair.
That's a thing.
They have they it. Made that. However, it's kind of small. The shipping is insane on it. But what you can do is on Amazon, you can buy the sack for like $50, and then you have to fill it with like $80 worth of like stuffing, whatever you could find in a box to fill your own. So I want to do that really bad.
You should do it. I want to do that too. What? I actually have two questions for Jada and Cal.
Yeah.
The first one is to Cal, like, do you have any butt memes since you're like a butt memer?
Oh yeah, what's going on in butt world?
Any butt memes? What's going on in the world of butts? Oh shoot!
Needs to have some type of butt meme for us. It's been a while.
I don't know if there's any major butt news in a hot minute. It's been a while. I think there's not much to report on.
Lexi, aren't you in the market for a PC? Tell us what's going on. You're ready to step in the ring with the big dogs over here?
Oh my god. So, I mean, after like my PC, I mean my gaming laptop always crashes. I can't play games straight, all this stuff. I'm just like, okay, I guess I should take the plunge and slowly like do this. So, I'm kind of like looking for something just for right now where I can like, you know, use it, but eventually like do my own build in a few years, you know, like an actual like, oh, I can pick out the case and do this. But for right now, like, y'all got Black Friday deal suggestions, hit me up.
That's what I'm saying. Kyle, you kind of had some ideas, because I've built enough PCs for one lifetime. I'm good to buy one, and I think isn't even more economical to like do a pre-build.
So
yes,
let me, I just had a hell of a time, and it was, so I'm on a new, like, for the first time in my life, on a brand spanking new 12th gen, which literally dropped like 4 weeks ago, CPU. And so I had to get a whole new motherboard because it's a different socket size. And then the first motherboard only had DDR5 RAM, which you cannot get anywhere, and it's not backwards compatible, DDR4 RAM. And I had to get a water cooler that also fit that as well, because it's a bigger socket size, the water cooler doesn't fit over the top. Mm-hmm. And so, like...
How does the water cooler thing work? Because that's my fear, is that if you ever move, like, the water cooling system...
No, if you... Unless you are a mega nerd, you just get a self-contained unit, which is just, like, you don't put any water in it, you don't do... It just kind of keeps it on itself, and it will not leak. It is just its own thing, tamper-proof.
Just make sure you get a good brand.
Yes.
Yeah, don't cheap out on that. Brand's
better than the water cooler? I've heard mixed thoughts on this.
For the most part, no. Unless you have like a massive one.
I have a GPU with the water cooler on it.
What if you have like 6 fans? Isn't that good or no?
Hmm?
What if you have like 6 fans?
It helps. Like I spend hours upon hours watching fan configuration videos on where you put your radiator into versus your fans to have the best heating across both your CPU and GPU. But like my point is with all of this, someone who spent the last like 2 weeks, 3 weeks going to our local computer store like 4 times because it had returned something, get something new. Just get a pre-built, especially because most of these places, like, you need a graphics card, and graphics cards especially are just, like, expensive. Better start selling plasma if you want to find one.
Yep.
But if you buy it within a pre-built, like, it is now more economical to buy a pre-built. And then in 5-6 years, when there's this new massive line, and maybe the... issue stops with that of like the silicon shortage, then maybe it's more economical to like, okay, you can just switch out a graphics card. Like, that's super easy. Like, yep. If the socket stays the same, switching out a CPU, relatively easy. RAM, pretty easy. It's just like,
yeah, I've never just replaced a motherboard. If you replace a motherboard, you're basically kind of gonna be building a brand new build.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else looking for some crazy Black Friday deals?
Like I said, headset for me. Ever since little Atreus chewed through my headset cable, it doesn't stay charged. So, and I bought like a brand new cable. It doesn't work.
Wait, do you need a headset? Because you have that nice mic. Don't you just need like good headphones? Or are you still wanting?
I mean, I technically could get just good headphones, but I always like an overhead headset. Like I have a hard time with finding earbuds and stuff like that work for me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's, like, these studio ones, like the, you know, the ones that musicians use, you know. I got the same ones I think Tom Petty used when he recorded American Girl, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what I'll end up doing is getting
some blue ones.
Lexi, what was your question for me?
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to know, when are we going downtown to, like, figure out this whole Forza mess? Because
I've been putting back time in here, yeah.
I honestly have an hour into Forza as well. Because I am not a racing fan. So it is worse.
You know, race for these virtual pinks.
I'm totally down. I don't care how many hours Kyle's has in it. I'm still down to race for pinks. Like, I'm still gonna do it. And I still have a good chance.
Like, what are we doing?
And you can legitimately do that too. I will just gift. We'll just gift each other whatever car.
Yep.
But like, it is quite unfair because I have more time, which means I have probably better. It's
fine. It's all about who hits the track right.
Wow. Okay, I want to remember that one. And I want to hear. I want to hear the excuses too. And Jada.
Oh, I'm not going to make any excuses.
When Jada's character has to walk everywhere because she pawned her car off.
I had to delete the game and reinstall it to get the starter.
Just some chick on a skateboard.
Go back to the Ford Focus.
Maybe have a poll. It says, like, who do you guys think will win, Kyle or Jade Arena? Like,
I mean, I've got my money on Kyle, but I'm still hoping I'm going to win. But, no, I'm totally down. I went on a rampage, like, last week, because last week was my birthday. So I went on a rampage of just finishing a bunch of games that I hadn't finished yet. So, like, I went and got the Platinum for Call of Duty Vanguard. I got the Platinum for Darksiders Genesis. And then I played through the entirety of It Takes Two in one sitting. And that was
freaking phenomenal. Did it take two or did it just take one?
It did take two. I got my partner to play with me. We played that for probably, I think it was like a 10-hour session to play through the whole game. But so freaking good. Like, it was funny. The platforming was amazing. Like, it was probably one of the best controlled platformers that I've played in a long time. Like, it just felt so accurate to everything I was trying to do. It executed perfectly. There wasn't any of this like lag or like I totally made that jump, why didn't I make that jump? Like, there was none of that. I don't think I had any of those things while playing the game. It was so good. So highly recommend that as well. It Takes Two, if you've got a friend or a partner.
Well, now I can't play.
Yep.
Actually,
Corey, just ask Gondo. Just pick it up and then play with Gondo.
Yeah, actually, he popped by last weekend, and apparently it's on the, I mean, that's what we're talking about. It's on the Games Pass and everything now, so we are going to go through that one because we really liked A Way Out. That's the one it was,
same
right?
People.
Yeah.
Yep, same people.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
They had
the opportunity to kind of perfect it. Like, I think that was their first major game as a studio, and like, okay, how can we make this a fun co-op game? And so now they're kind of like making their way as they're like, we are the two-player studio now.
A Way Out hit its stride in that final act of the game where it became pretty much a PvP. So I'd love to see more of that out of this next one. Like, more of that, like, yeah, we're ultimately working together, but weaving little points where we do get to like flex on each other, who's better. It was great.
There are, through the entirety of It Takes Two, there, as you play through the levels, you'll find these mini games, and so you can compete with each other in these various mini games. So like, there was like a shooting gallery, couple shooting galleries. There was like an ice skating race. There was a chessboard. There was musical chairs. There was a ton of different games. Like, there's like 25 different mini games. I think the very first one you get is whack-a-mole. And so like, one person goes in as the mole, literally popping out of the box, and the other person is using a hammer trying to smack their partner in the head as they pop up.
What?
And so like, yeah, so it's a ton of fun. We probably played it for like a good 2 minutes before we realized that neither of us were getting points, because he was just popping up super fast and then right back down. But the only way for the mole to get points is they have to pop up and stay up for a couple seconds. So like, there's a delay on them getting points because to give the hammer person a chance to actually hit them. So, but
that's
ton
some
of
Mario
fun.
Party so shit. Good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is very Mario Party reminiscent for all the mini games. Super good. Super well done. All right. Kudos to that team.
Well, we covered a lot of ground this week. I hope you guys got caught up. We fed you. And then since we fed you with your gaming news, go feed your families with some turkey and some holiday cheer. Take it easy. Rest for those workaholics out there. I mean, specifically the ones on this call with me right now. Lexi, please put your phone down for Thanksgiving dinner, at least. I promise.
Never sleeps.
But I promise.
Social never sleeps. So real.
For one day, I will not at you asking for Macho Man news. I will let you rest.
I appreciate that one day of peace, but yeah.
Did you guys do anything big for the Survivor Series?
I tweeted a lot. On my personal account.
I know, I saw it. Are you like buying the pay-per-views and stuff? What's going on? Are you part of the network?
Who knows? Yeah, I have the network.
Wow. Lexi, yeah. Full-blown wrestling nerd, got the network.
Got the network. I got those deets. But it's actually been kind of fun. Like I knew some of the lore, of course, but like, I've went back and like watched a lot of these like huge matches like back in time, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool to see like those compared to now and like seeing everybody excited. So yeah.
Royal Rumble 1991 Macho Man Randy Savage versus Yokozuna Final 2.
My God.
That's the one you got to go watch. I made up the year.
Take a snippet of me.
It's sometime in the early 90s. Wow. Okay, cool, man. We'll keep it up. And please take a little bit of a break, Lexi, workaholic. Sure. Jada, what's going on with you? Are you going to be able to take some time off? What are you doing?
Yes and no. I'm finishing. I'm writing the review for the new League of Legends game, Ruined King. So that. Say what?
Tell me about the Ruined King, real quick.
Yeah, it's a story following six League of Legends characters: Ahri, Yasuo, Braum, Illaoi, Pyke, and Miss Fortune. And the if you saw the Ruination trailers that League of Legends did, I think a year ago or 2 years ago, for that whole Sentinels of Light. I think that was last year, right? It was there last year, this or early this year. But yeah, so it's kind of following Viego and Thresh, and there's a couple other surprise League of Legends champions that show up throughout the story, and you get to fight a bunch of them. It is not free. It is, I want to say it is 30 or 40 bucks.
30 bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
30, I think.
Try it. I am about 40 or 50 hours in after about 4 or 5 days. It's totally like turn-based strategy RPG. Very much about like if you ever played Grandia back in the day, where it's all about like countering your opponent's like turns, to where you can use moves to like either cancel their moves or slow down their moves and things like that. They're like their turn order, and really, you know, making the most of the turn order and stuff like that. You'll enjoy this one if you really enjoy those battle systems. But it's turn-based, and it's like, if you're not playing on the hardest difficulty like me, you'll probably be able to breeze through it and not worry about it too much. For me, on the hardest difficulty, like, I got into some fights and just this random enemy would just throw a bomb and one-shot my whole party. And I was like three levels above the monster. So, but other than that, you know, it kind of reminded me of playing Ranked League, and sometimes you just get in and there's that one person, it just pub stomps your entire team.
Man.
So it's accurate to that. when it comes to League of Legends, but overall it's good. I really like it. The story's great. The art style, the art direction is amazing for it. It's got this kind of like graphic novel, kind of art style, for all the cutscenes, fully voiced, by all the main characters. They did, if it's not by the original actors, they did a hell of a job, with them. And yeah, I really love it. So,
jeez.
And it's got a bunch of League of Legends like items in there you can equip, like. And even some of the old ones, like Heart of Gold and stuff, that's not in the game anymore. So, like, it's a very, it's a love letter to League of Legends. And it's a great way to learn more about the lore of League of Legends if you don't want to play League of Legends after watching Arcane.
Wow. Man, they're just crushing it.
They are killing
it. They just got to finish this fighting game, take over that, and then they have done it. They've ascended.
The MMO sometime the next 9 years or something.
You think we're going to get it? I bet we're going to get like a party game next. We're going to get like a Mario Party-esque League of Legends
Fall
party.
Guys.
Type yep.
It's going to be fire.
That would be so good, right?
Where you play as those little tiny mushroom characters. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, the TFT?
Yep.
Characters of Little Legends? Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
It's going to be Furbies, little Teemo Furby. Yeah, this is sick. I'm sick of this. Kyle, the winner. Tell us about you, man. So are you transitioning over to full Epic Games, like Fortnite player, pro streamer, or what?
He's partnering with Ninja. Didn't you hear?
Yeah. Yeah. We're just blue haired. Yeah, dudes just hanging out. No, I am still figuring out any of what I'm going to be doing. I'm at least doing Rock Band stuff for a hot minute left. So continuing with that, we still have cool music coming in the game. We just got Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical.
Whoa, Physical. I've been waiting for that one. Perfect.
Just dropped that one. We got a really cool list of stuff coming up still, so I'm always excited. Some fun streams planned in the future as well. That's short term. And then, you know, into next year, I was like, what's this whole Fortnite thing gonna do here? What are we do? What are we doing with? And so I think that's the other thing that I'm like, I'm just as curious about, you know, what happens next as most other people who are watching on the outside. So I'm excited to see what happens. And yeah,
and you're so lucky. Imagine if you would have got the memo. By the way, Activision Blizzard just picked up.
Just bought Harmonix.
I'll be making some phone calls. I'll be like, hey, Lexi, how's it over there, huh? Tell me about 2K. Corey, what about what?
Yep. Oh, man.
You socials? You know anyone at Boston Uprising I could talk to?
Do you like how I saved that one for the outro? Because dang it, we ran out of time. Oh, look at the time. Mr. Overwatch really would have loved to touch on all the controversy at Activision Blizzard. However, we ran out of time. Maybe next week, maybe never. Maybe it'll just all magically go away.
Unless it just stops happening, we'll always be able to talk about it.
Yeah, yep. let's resign, Bobby. All right, guys, we're going to end the show on that. For Kyle the Winner, Jada, Lexi, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.